From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Robert Mugabe, the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever known, resigned Tuesday after nearly a week under house arrest. Mugabe had faced intense pressure to step down from the military, his former deputy, powerful war veterans, and growing numbers of ordinary Zimbabweans. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports from the capital, Harare.
The leader of the ruling ZANU-PF party says deposed Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa will take over. The catalyst for the dramatic move against Mugabe came earlier this month when Mugabe fired Mnangagwa, who is well-liked by the military, accusing him of treachery. The move was widely seen as a chance for Mugabe to fill the position with his widely unpopular wife. Mnangagwa is 75. Since 1980, he has served in a handful of cabinet positions, including as intelligence chief, and was made VP in 2014. He will now take the reins of a nation with big hopes and bigger problems. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
Mnangagwa will be sworn in as president on Wednesday or Thursday, according to top officials in the ruling ZANU-PF party. The U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe called Tuesday a historic moment for the nation and said the country must move toward free elections in which Zimbabweans choose their own leaders. Mugabe's resignation prompted celebrations Tuesday in the streets of Harare. Car horns blared as people danced, cheered, and waved to celebrate the news. This is VOA News. The U.S.